Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Strong enough, I guess.
The honeymoon is over now. There's nothing left but living.
But what's one more sad memory between us, more or less? Mr. Right and Mrs. Wrong. Just a mismatch all along. Somehow love just don't belong here anymore. Loneliness moved in to stay. It's driving happiness away. Now there's no use hanging on for Mr. Right and Mrs. Wrong. Just a mismatch all along. Somehow love just don't belong here anymore. Loneliness moved in to stay. It's driving happiness away. Now there's no use hanging on for Mr. Right and Mrs. Wrong.
Hey, Garen, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good. Great.
I want to hear some music.
All right. What can I do for you tonight?
If this was Texas.
I can do that. Little Gary P. Nunn.
No, if this was Texas.
I'm sorry. If this was Texas. Yeah, the Survivors, Curtis and Daryl and Tony. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And, yeah, what I like about Texas, you can play that.
There you go. That's Gary P.
Yeah. And Willie Nelson, Yesterday.
Sure. I can do them for you today.
Hey, have a happy Easter.
You too, and I appreciate you calling, Garen.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What happened to the boy from El Paso? The one who rode the Bronx in the rodeo? Pretty Lone Star Princess dreamed of dancing in a Broadway show. Now I drive a New York City cab, living here's the best tip that I've had. You a New York waitress, dance with me as far as I will go. If this was Texas, I'd be at home. When you needed me, you'd never find me gone. If this was Texas, you'd be my rose, and I'd be there to watch the garden grow. I've given up a lot of love for you. Now could you do the same thing for me too? I dream of breaking horses far away from these big city blues. If this was Texas, I'd be at home. When you needed me, you'd never find me gone. If this was Texas, you'd be my rose, and I'd be there to watch the garden grow. And I'd be there.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. You're listening to Tracy right here on KNEL. Stay tuned.
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I use my magic age as if it were a wand. I never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday. When I was young,
little Willie Nelson for you, one called Yesterday When I Was Young. We've been hearing from a lot of different people tonight that were part of our 32nd Heart of Texas Country Music Festival this past week, and had a chance to talk to a lot of them, and it's always good to have people come to Brady, Texas and visit, and hopefully enjoy some of our hospitality.
Amy Thomas.
Amy, where are you from?
Macon, Georgia.
Macon, Georgia. Now, have you been to Brady before?
Yes, sir. 2 years ago.
2 years ago? Did you have fun then?
Absolutely.
So what about this time?
Having a ball. Having a ball.
Now, I know you must like music.
We do.
What are some of your favorite singers?
Oh, Tony Booth, Jeff Woolsey, of course, Justin. Justin Trevino is one of my favorites.
So how many days are you going to be here in Brady from Georgia?
We're leaving Sunday. We've been here the whole time.
You made all the shows?
Yes, sir.
All the shows?
Every one of them.
That's great. Well, and what is it about country music that you like so much? What,
the storytelling. The stories that it tells.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you hear this kind of music in Georgia?
We do. I saw my husband's a musician, so he plays steel. Mm-hmm. And if it ain't traditional country, we don't listen to it.
You think you'll come back to Brady?
Absolutely. We'd have made reservations next year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You ask me what I like about Texas. I tell you it's a wide open space. It's everything between the Sabine and the Rio Grande. It's a Llano Estacado. It's the Brazos and the Colorado. It's the spirit of the people who share this land. And it's another burrito. It's a cold lone star in my hand. It's a quarter. The jukebox boys play the Sons of the Mother of the Mountain. Well, you ask me what I like about Texas. It's a big timber and Nacogdoches. Driving El Camino Real down to San Antonio. It's a river walking me together. Jamming out with Bongo Joe. The stories of the Menger Hotel and the Alamo. You remember the Alamo? It's another burrito. It's a cold, long star in my hand. It's a quarter for the jukebox boy. Play the Sons of the Mother. We'll be right back.
Well, you ask me what I like about Texas. It's blue bonnets and Indian paintbrushes. It's swimming in the sacred waters of Barton Springs. It's body surfing the Frio. It's Saturday night in Del Rio. It's crossing over the border for some cultural exchange. Band. Well, you ask me what I like about Texas. Well, I could tell you, but we'd be here all night long.
There's one called It's Been So Long, Darling. There's a Daryl McCall for you here at KNEL. As Dallas Wayne calls him, Dangerous Daryl McCall. Tonight, here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. I tell you what, folks, you have called in some great stuff tonight. You've called in some great requests and dedications, and we appreciate each and every one of them, no doubt. And I tell you what, if you keep it up, if you keep requesting all of these great country music songs like you've been doing tonight, we're liable to be here till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, sir, Tracy. I got an unusual request that I've never heard you do a version of it, but do you happen to have Wild Side of Life by Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter?
I've got it. Sure.
Oh, man, I love that song. My mom loved it, and I'd like to hear it tonight, Bruce.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
I wrote you. You asked me not to call you on the phone. But there's something I'm wanting to tell you. So I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonky. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one who ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
What's your name?
Noah from Boston, Massachusetts.
What brings you to Radio America?
You can't hear real country music like this anywhere else.
Well, that is true. That is true. So you came for this show. Did you come for this show or are you down here?
For the weekend, yeah. The weekend? Yeah.
All the way down here for this?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Why not, right?
You're serious.
Yeah. I haven't done anything in a year, so.
None of the rest of us have either. So how do you like the show so far?
Oh, it's been terrific. All these great talented artists. Great band and a lot of great country music fans, and I know last night they were dancing up a storm for the Johnny Bush tribute. I know they'll be doing the same tonight.
Okay, you're gonna be back tonight?
Of course.
All right, how long are you here?
Just till tomorrow, then. Gotta get back to work.
You gotta go back to work. Okay, well, it's great to have you here, Brady. How's the folks been to you?
They've been wonderful.
They've been nice.
Yes, I've been staying at the True Country Inn, owned by one of the artists.
Right.
And it's been wonderful. Beautiful place.
Okay, good. Thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it.
See you next year.
Well, if you'd told me 15 years ago somebody from Boston would be coming down for our Heart of Texas Country Music Festival, I'd have told you were crazy. But they come from Boston and even further places than that. So, and we thank God for them every day, no doubt. Good to hear from my brother Kenneth Knight, who is tuned in with us in Hendersonville, Tennessee tonight. Kenneth was such a big help last week for the Heart of Texas Country Music Festival. He and his wife Kelly play this one especially for them tonight. Here's, I know they like this, I do too. Here's Grand Ole Opry legend Billy Walker, a little song called Down to My Last Cigarette.
But you haven't yet, and I'm down Old habits like you are hard to break. After nine, please.
Old habits like you are hard to break. I'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Tried the hard stuff, but I had to let all that go. But the toughest thing I ever gave up was today. Cause old habits like hard to break. I use lifesavers to help me get off cigarettes. But you know,
Frank Williams Jr. for you, a little tune called Old Habits Like You Are So Hard to Break here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show for tonight.
So my name is Francis Burns. I'm from California, namely Castro Valley, California. And I came out here to Brady, Texas to mainly to see Frankie Miller, but of course to just enjoy what the area has to offer and see some other great country music artists and just have a great time. I'm actually 24. I got into, I'd say, honky-tonk music, hillbilly music from like the late 40s to, I guess, the early 60s, about 3 years ago. And, I mean, started with Hank Williams and gradually you just get to know more and more artists and then sooner or later you find your favorites, and I don't know, Frankie Miller is one of the ones that like truly spoke out to me, and I knew as soon as I heard that he was still doing live music, I knew that I just had to make my way out here and see him. It totally became a bucket list item for me. A lot of the lyrical themes in it are what mainly speak out to me, because I mean, sing music that really speaks to you and I don't know, you kind of understand it. It just makes it really special to me and like important. I want to come back next year for the next festival, and I'll tell you this much. I enjoy it much more than my current life in California. It's just the pace of life is much nicer.
On the wrong side of the tracks, burn the lights of shanty town. Other streets ain't got no paving, and the roofs are all falling down. I grew up in poverty and finally learned the fact that a boy ain't got no chances on the wrong side of the track. I live on Sawmill Street. She thinks I'm from another town and wants our folks to meet. I'll kiss her goodbye now and won't be coming back. I just can't move a girl like her to the wrong side of the track. My girl lives on Lakeview Drive. I live on Sawmill Street. She thinks I'm from another town and wants our folks to meet. Oh, I'll kiss her goodbye now and won't be coming back. I just can't move a girl like her to the wrong side of the track.
Isn't that great? Frankie Miller for you tonight. I love that. One called The Wrong Side of the Track here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. Talked to Frankie a couple of times this week. He's doing well. 90 years young and still loving country music as much as when he was helping to create it many, many years ago. Good to hear from Gay Elizabeth tonight. She's tuned in with us on the Hits Radio show. Hadn't played this in a long time. She asked me about this old Red Steagall song called Back in the Swing of Things Again.
I'm high as a kite on life these days, and I don't have as many bills to pay. Hey, I'm single. Swing of things again. Got a brand new set of wheels and a fancy suit. I picked me up a real cool attitude. I don't fake it with my friends. They're here through thick and thin. And I'm back in the swing of things again. We're having a real good time. I reside on cloud nine. I've got my second wing. Hey, I'm back in the swing of things again. I'm reformed. I got John. I'm a different man. Hey, I'm back in the
swing of things again. I feel good, knock on wood, I'm a different man. Hey, I'm back in the swing of things again. It's all my heartache, oh, what a shame. Nobody's fault but mine to blame. Don't pity me, I was a fool. Nobody's fault, 'cause I'm this blue. I went out one night just like any fool, when all the time I knew I should have been home with you. It's all my heartache, oh, what a shame. Nobody's fault but mine to blame. It's all my heartache, oh, what a shame. Nobody's fault to blame. I went out one night, tried to play it cool, but I found out this morning that she's nobody's fool. It's all my heartache, oh, what a shame. Nobody's fault but mine to blame.
Facelift or a new look, be sure and check out Everages on the Brady Square. Brighten up your kitchen with a splash of color with new wall decor or novelty accent pieces. For your living room, we offer paintings, accent tables, lamps, and area rugs, all at reasonable prices and always easy payment plans. Everages offers furniture, appliances, and electronics for all rooms of your home with quality brand names. Come see our many decorating ideas at Everages on the Brady Square.
The Shopping Show on Wednesdays is where you can get great savings on goods and services from local businesses like meat combo plates from Beerman Smoked Meats, discounts at Texas Wildlife Supply, breakfast from Down Home Country Cooking, front and rear wheel alignment from Flores Tire, fajita salads from Mexico City Cafe. The Shopping Show, where you can buy the things you want at great savings. That's The Shopping Show Wednesdays at 9:30, right after Trading on the Radio.
Hey guys, here are your two Sonic Bacon Jam cheeseburgers.
Even better than I thought it was going to be.
This burger could perform miracles. This burger could save relationships.
This isn't your normal cheeseburger. You all of a sudden have bacon jam on it. You're like, wow, compliments to the chef. Who threw this together?
It's,
you know?
Elevated flavors.
The Bacon Jam Cheeseburger. A cheeseburger with crispy bacon and sweet and savory bacon jam. For a limited time, only at Sonic. For contactless ordering and payment, order in the Sonic app. Only online or in the Sonic app. Add-ons extra. Not good with other offers. At participating Sonic drive-ins for a limited time.
Teddy Bear. And Freddie Spencer for the next year just falls.
All right, we'll see what we're doing for you tonight, okay?
Thank you there.
Thank you.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear. Well, I keyed the mic and I said, you got it, Teddy Bear. And the little boy's voice came back on the air. Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end? I told him my handle, and then he began. Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk. I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. This was my dad's radio, the little boy said, but I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right, but I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me, but you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, teddy bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, Tucker, I'll catch you again." Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4, and goodbye."
I was going to see if you would play "You Never Even Call Me By My Name"
by David Allan Coe. I'll do that for you tonight.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless. Don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have
call me Waylon Jennings. And you don't have to call me Charlie Price. And you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter, and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prison, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. She got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me. And I never mind it standing in the rain. Oh, you don't have to call.
Yeah, you never even call me by my name. Here's one, of course, from David Allan Coe. We're running out of time quickly. I wanted to play a couple of these tunes for you, especially since it's this weekend.
He could have called,
yeah,
10,000 angels.
They bound the hands of Jesus in the garden where he prayed. spat upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, crucify him, he's to blame. A crown of thorns. They laughed and said, behold the king. They struck him and they cursed him and mocked his holy name. And all along he suffered everything. He could have
you and me. That's going to wrap it up for us on the Hits Radio Show. I'm Tracy Pitcox. Happy Easter. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again. Here's Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper.
On the cross as he hung in, shame was forsaken. As they drove the nails in his hands and his feet, as death closed his eyes, his cries went to heaven. Oh, Father, forgive them, I hear him repeat. One morning past daybreak, as the crowd slowly gathered, like a sheep he was humble.
One morning past daybreak.
One morning past daybreak.
As the crowd slowly gathered.
As the crowd slowly gathered.
Like a sheep he was humble.
Like a sheep he was humble.
His father's own will.
To his father's own will.
So sad was his face.
So sad was his face that
the birds stopped their singing.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.